This goes to Jody Drenth, D-R-E-N-T-H, and like November, P like practice, fax 989-953-5329. And Dr. Sahay, S-A-H-A-Y, fax 989-956-9165. Regarding Mary Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N hyphen Naugle, N-A-U-G-L-E, and that is N like November. Date of birth, July 5th of 1956. Dear Ms. Drenth and Dr. Sahay, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Johnson Naugle, whose last visit was November 3rd, 2025, with stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease, systemic lupus with lupus anticoagulant syndrome, hypertension, and rheumatoid arthritis. She is seeing a rheumatologist, Dr. Ventrakan, V like Victor, E, N like November, T-R-A-K-A-N, and they have been discussing monthly infusions with Ben Lista. It's B like boy, E, N like November, L-Y-S-T-A. It is very expensive, so they are working on trying to get some coverage from the drug company for an $800 a month copay for this costly medication. She did try a steroid burst, but she gets extremely moody. She's unable to sleep, and she really just does not tolerate prednisone or oral steroids. So she stopped that very quickly. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight the A-Z-A-T-H-I-O-P-R-I-N-E, 50 milligram twice a day. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with warfarin, and she has been started on Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, at 60 milligram every 6 months for osteoporosis. She did have one dose of that and had no side effects. Physical exam, weight 145 pounds. This is stable. Pulse 82 and regular. Blood pressure is 132 over 76. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft without ascites. No edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 13th of 2026. Creatinine is 1.32 with estimated GFR of 44. Her liver enzymes were slightly elevated. AST is 59 and the ALT 36. Hemoglobin is 9.9. White count is chronically low. It's currently 2.0 and normal platelet levels of 233,000. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3, B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to get lab studies done every 3 months. Two, lupus anticoagulant syndrome and systemic lupus. She is on warfarin for anticoagulation. And three, rheumatoid arthritis. Hoping to start the Benlysta for the lupus and the rheumatoid arthritis treatment since she's intolerant of oral steroids. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.